Chapter 29, The Lord Self. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 1. Today, as always, we are to look up and ascend high above the individualistic, prodigal position. Eliminating this false viewpoint and practice, we see only infinite mind in its infinite perfection, infinite power, authority, and dominion. The changing of forms of government, the revolutionizing of a world of politics, religion, laws, and idealism, even though appearing helpful in a measure, will never be sufficient to bring about the millennial kingdom, the world of unlimited peace, harmony, and abundance. Lifting our eyes from warfare with man, thought, and thing, to that perfection which is ever fully established and at hand, and exercising our innate lordship, we are self-sustained and self-existent. According to the scriptures, the mystical universe of love, peace, and blessedness is not to be gained through development, nor is it to be added to man's world as new cloth is placed onto an old garment. We are to let go the old theories entirely and place the new ideas into mind where they belong. Then both are preserved. Let us now turn our attention to some of the miracles of Jesus as recounted by Matthew. We find that early in his ministry, he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. Matthew 8, verse 26. Yes, even the winds and the sea obeyed him because he knew and accepted himself as the very truth, the Lord of creation, possessing all power in heaven and in earth, proportionately as we come to see that we are the same truth and life. For there is but the one. Then we also shall utilize this power and authority of being. Such power must not be confounded, of course, with the right thinking of so-called individuals, but abides in us as the Lord Self. Later, we find Jesus feeding a multitude of 4,000 men beside women and children. Matthew 15, verse 38. Think of it. With only 7 loaves and a few little fishes to completely satisfy a famished multitude. Consciousness, of course, is the substance of all things, and Jesus relied upon this, his own consciousness, to produce for him and for them whatever was needed at the moment. As the Christ, he declared and proved, "All things that the Father hath are mine, at all times and in all places." When we are able to do this and to exercise our power and dominion as he did, then shall we know for a certainty that nothing shall by any means harm you, and no evil shall come nigh thee. If you have not already proved this for yourself, then begin today to turn the Lord's self to supply you with every good thing. Our way-shower also created money when he needed it. He did not obtain it externally, but from his own being as the Lord of creation. As this being, we are privileged to do the same. The universal divine consciousness is able to bring into expression whatever is needed, that we may have security, peace, and unlimited prosperity. But we are to lay hold of this realism with our whole heart, and lovingly and trustingly depend upon its operation in our affairs, all of our affairs. In the name of our Lord Self, let us set to work to prove the actuality of the heavenly state.